This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If I asked you which network was spending $90 million on 10 episodes of a television show, would your first guess be Netflix? The video streaming company has had its sights on emerging markets abroad, but so far it's been missing targets on getting new subscribers to sign up. It hopes a new television show about the merchant explorer Marco Polo will help Netflix hawk its goods. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
Netflix's growth in the U.S. is slowing, and the potential for new subscribers is now outside the United States. That means
when they're making programming decisions, they got to make sure that the content that they have plays in as many territories as possible.
Andrew Wallenstein is co-editor-in-chief at Variety. He says Marco Polo needs to create a big buzz that could convince foreigners to sign up for a Netflix subscription. But, says media analyst Max Dawson, Netflix also has to keep those subscribers month after month.
One way of doing that is by investing in content that will be exclusive to the platform.
And for Netflix, that hasn't always been the case. Its original series, House of Cards, aired on competing networks internationally. But with Marco Polo, Netflix owns all international rights. Dawson thinks the $90 million investment could pay off.
Or it could be rejected by global viewers who see it for what it is. Content being dictated by a corporation's global expansionist ambitions.
The series will be available for worldwide binging on December 12th. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.